Hello and welcome to End Goals, an LCMS Youth Ministry podcast. I'm host Reverend Mark Keesling, and I'm with DCE Juliana Schultz. We are here to bring parents, church workers, and lay leaders discussions and resources to help your youth ministry meet its end goal, which is young people who are disciples of Jesus Christ for life. Today, we're going to talk about registration and special needs at the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering.
We just got back from an amazing time at National 24 in New Orleans. It was awesome to see over 500 people there to be in God's Word, to talk about healthy youth ministry, and to start preparing groups for the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering.
Absolutely. It was great to see so many adults and youth. I'm thankful for the many presenters, our staff, and the many team members that made that event possible. It's great to have also a number of gathering-related sessions from the theological process with Reverend Dr. Peter Nafsker. The adult leader team led sessions on a variety of topics, and it was great to first release the registration book and talk about those details.
Yeah, people were really excited.
So, Juliana, when you were a DC in the parish, what is something you remember about gathering registration when you were prepping your group?
Well, I feel like we've come a long way in our office. Yeah. I think we were mentioning earlier that I was still sending in some documentation, paper documentation for all my participants. I don't know if that ages me a little bit.
Well,
I feel like we've done better than that. I've seen registration packets from the past that were like a pull-off card,
inside the registration book. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, as you know, on End Goals, we periodically talk about the gathering more to help you guys prepare. And today we're going to be talking with two of our new staff members all about the registration process for the gathering. And our hope is that it's helpful for you as you start to really plan in earnest for your groups to join us. We know many of you are getting ready to do your first group meetings and starting to really dive into the theme and getting people registered. So joining us is Emily Myers. She started on our staff in March of 2024 as the Registration and Arrangement Specialist. Emily graduated from Concordia Irvine in 2023 with a degree in international business. She grew up in Vietnam, Indonesia, and Macau, China for 13 years before moving to Nebraska for high school. During high school, she was able to attend the 2016 LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans and the 2019 Gathering in Minneapolis.
Also joining us is Becky Kammeyer, who started in late May as the operations manager. She oversees gathering registration, housing, transportation, and other logistics. She enjoys working with youth, especially sharing with them God's unconditional love. Becky has spent the last 9 years as director of admissions at Lutheran North Middle and High School in St. Louis. She's a St. Louis native and enjoys spending time with her two daughters and their families. In her free time, she loves to travel and enjoys cooking, baking, and entertaining. Welcome, Emily and Becky.
Hello.
Thanks. Hi.
They're a little nervous. It's their first time on the podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
Little do they know, they're going to have to do this a bunch. Well, we got to hear a little bit briefly about you in the intros, but tell us more about your vocations and other things that bring you joy.
Okay, so I'm Becky Kammeyer. Again, I'm a St. Louis native and proud of it, a Cards fan, of course. I have been in ministry at Lutheran North for 9 years. That was just such a joy, and those kids are just awesome there. And I just enjoy just sharing everything about Jesus with them. And I guess for the National Youth Gathering, it's just amazing to me being here and seeing how big this really truly is and how it's all going to come together. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it. And then, of course, the joys in my life are my two daughters and my granddaughter.
Awesome. Emily.
Hi, everybody. So my name is Emily Myers. And yeah, I just recently moved to St. Louis at the end of April. So I'm really enjoying just seeing the city. You know, new job after college. And
you've done more in the city than I think I have in the last.
We're a little jealous.
Yeah, I mean, we had an intern and I think she was doing more than I was.
She totally was.
Having new people to the city really helps
us. It does. It's like, oh, I got to go try that. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. It's good. Well, Becky, you got to talk a little bit. Like, it's so exciting to have you prepping and helping all these congregations prep for the gathering next year. Both of you will have an integral part in making that happen. What are maybe some of the things that are getting you excited about next summer and the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering? You've been learning more about it on the back end of preparing for it.
So I think the most exciting part for me was being at National and seeing how excited all the adult leaders are about being there, and their dedication and just their love for Jesus is just like awesome. And that was just so uplifting for me.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. It was really interesting seeing all the people excited and looking forward to it. So I think I'm excited to have them finally be there and just kind of greet them once they come to registration and just see their smiling faces.
Yeah. Absolutely. Great. It's
fantastic. So we have youth leaders all across the country who are prepping for that first meeting where they're recruiting what they think will be the group of people they'll bring to the gathering. So probably one of the first questions that we're going to ask is, who is eligible to attend the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering, both youth and adults?
Yeah, so for adults, adult leaders must be at least 21 years of age. They have to be in good standing in their congregation, and they need written approval by their pastor on the pastoral affirmation form. And also to know how many adult leaders you can bring, you can visit the gathering website to see our recommended youth to adult ratio. On the other side, for youth, youth must be 14 years old at the time of the gathering or entering his or her ninth grade year at the time of the gathering. And youth participants must also not have turned 21 by the time of the gathering. But we also do suggest that students who are 19 or older, or if they're 1 year out of high school, or if they've been to at least one previous gathering, we recommend them to apply to be young adult volunteers.
Awesome. So if I'm thinking about this right now, then if I've got youth who are entering eighth grade, fall of 2024,
they
would be on, they'd be at the youngest age, right? Because they'd be going into ninth grade next year. So eighth graders and above then this fall of 2024. Okay, fantastic.
And those that are going into, out of high school into their first year of college, we're saying, hey, think about being an AAF.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So we have a great glossary of terms on the Gathering website under resources. Yes. So we have some terms that we use to try to, for us to keep things straight, and we hope to for adult leaders
it's
to do
so
that.
It's so long.
We couldn't kept adding things, but we use this term called primary adult leader. Mm-hmm. Why are they important?
So primary adult leaders are a little bit more than just an adult leader. They serve as the liaison between their church's leader, their youth and parents, and then us at the youth gathering office. So this primary adult leader is responsible for registration. They're the only person who touches that online registration. And they'll also be receiving most of the direct communication from the youth ministry office. So not really the adults are getting any calls from us. It's more this primary adult leader.
Fantastic. So it means one primary adult leader per congregation then?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Fantastic.
And so you might have adult leaders who are doing a variety of different things, right? So I might have an adult leader team and have somebody who's responsible for the food and somebody who's helping plan transportation, but there's only going to be one adult that our office is talking
to. Absolutely. Yeah. And she'd be making the contact with us as well.
Fantastic. All right. So I think I have my group of kids ready to go and their parents are all excited. Becky, can you walk us through the steps of getting a group actually registered for a gathering? What do I do?
Absolutely. So while sometimes this may seem so overwhelming for you, truthfully, one step at a time, just one step at a time, and it's all going to come together in the end. So you're going to start off by printing out the worksheets and handing those out to your youth, having the parents complete those and return them to you. This will then help you do your data entry when Bravura opens, which Bravura, one of those terms, is our online registration system. It will open sometime in October. We will for sure let you know when that opens. And you're going to go in and you're going to put all the data entry from all those sheets into all the questions, the answers into Bravura. This will register all of your adult leaders, your primary adult leader for sure, and all of your youth. Once that's done and you get your pastor affirmation form signed for all of your people attending with you, you'll print that off. You will print off your payment page and you will put your $150 check with your church ID on it in the mail to us. And you're going to take that to the post office on November the 1st and mail that to us. We will get that. If you need to add adult and youth after that, you can go into Bravura and do that at any time that you want. But please make the note that once that November 1st deadline passes, that then they will be paying the registration fee that is in effect at that point in time. But go ahead and add as it needed. Please make your goal to have your final payment to us, all your payments made to us by May the 1st of 2025, because then you'll be able to do express registration when you come to the gathering, and it'll save you so much time. And then know that you can make all your substitution and cancellations. You need to do those by May 28th. We would suggest that if you have somebody cancel on you and say it's in January, kind of hold off till you get closer to that May 28th date, because you may be able to fill that spot and treat it as a substitution. So just kind of hold off, but make sure by May 28th you have all of that taken care of, because that is literally when we will close our registration.
And this kind of ties to this, Becky, and you've done a good job of explaining this with churches I think who have asked this. Like, let's say I'm in a congregation and for whatever reason, we're in maybe a transient area, whatever it might be, and I got a group of kids committed now as of October that are ready to go. But I've got this feeling that I'm going to get another 5 or 10 kids and say December, when maybe things settle down for families or whatever might happen. What was your suggestion for that to be? Like, I know I'm going to pay a little bit more, obviously, because the registration rate is going to change, but still it's okay for me to be thinking about having a rolling registration where I'm going to add more names
after
that date. Okay.
Absolutely. You can do that in Bravura. It's one of the beauties of this system. You can do that, and we welcome that. We would love for you to do that.
So obviously getting groups together, having conversations, asking good questions, there's just the basic registration data you're going to be collecting, utilizing the forms and things in the registration book. What are maybe some other potential things that an adult leader should be thinking about before they go in to register their groups?
Sure. So the first thing you're going to want to think about and probably make a decision on before you go in and register is, do you want to do a service project on-site or off-site or not at all? Mm-hmm. You will be asked that question in registration. You need to be ready to answer that. When you turn your registration in, you will be put in line as we receive registrations to receive one, being able to participate in one of the service projects. The other thing is, if you have youth or adults with special needs, there is a special needs form in the registration. So please fill that out and submit it. We will have our special needs team reach out to you and work out any details that need to be worked out for your person with special needs. And then the other thing we probably really need to talk about today would be is if you're traveling as a group. Mm-hmm. So if you're traveling as a group, say three churches want to come together and you're going to be in a bus together and you're coming down, even if you fly, you need to all get together. You need to pick one of the adult leaders, the primary adult leaders, to be our contact for the group. And then you need to each do your individual registrations, come together on November 1st, put them all in one envelope, and mail them to us in one envelope. They all need to be totally complete registrations. If this seems overwhelming, again, you can reach out to me. I'm happy to walk you through any individual situations you may have.
And just to clarify, though, that's if you're traveling together and you want to be housed together.
And housed
correct?
Together. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. Absolutely. And then the last thing I cannot reiterate more than anything is congregation ID. When you call our office, know your congregation ID. When you email us, congregation ID. Everything you send to us, congregation ID must be on everything.
You would be surprised the number of St. Paul's.
Yes,
hosts,
right.
St. Matthew's.
Even sometimes in the same town, it seems like. Or pretty close, pretty close.
Sometimes.
I think
right?
Emily told us there were, 4 million or 1 million St. Paul's?
That was a joke.
But it might be.
It might be. You're I think it's right. Pretty freaking close.
Right? Certainly, especially if you all come from the same mother church, right?
Yeah, right. Right.
Somehow you all ended up. St. Paul's people out there.
St.
Right? So we're not going to be able to tell the difference for you unless we have that
church
in front
ID.
Of us.
Yes, uh-huh. And we are happy to help you find that if you can't get it. And right. I think Emily will talk about that here in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we're getting all ready. You said one of the things that, one of the papers I need, I love that we only need two papers now.
Yes,
absolutely. So fantastic.
We love it too.
So much better than my first gathering where there was so much more paperwork, right? And I love that we have worksheets, but truly, like, you're only really turning into us two sheets, right?
Correct.
Your pastoral affirmation form and the receive your payment page, right? And we get this question, it's probably one of the first questions we get from folks, is how much is that registration fee and how can we pay that registration fee?
Yeah, so congregations have the option to pay a deposit, which is $150 per person, or they can pay in full when registering. And when gathering registration opens on November 1st, the registration fee will be $395 per participant. This is also a postmark date, and the deposit will be $150, and the deposit will remain $150. That won't change. On November 2nd, the fee will increase to $425 per participant, and then on March 4th, the fee will increase one last time to $475. Also, keep in mind that the individual registration fees are based on their postmark dates. And so if your group has 10 youth and adults that register November 1st, they will pay the $395 fee. However, if you receive 5 more youth interested in joining in January and you get them registered before March 4th, they will have to pay the $425 fee. Also, another thing to keep in mind is that the registration fee does not include hotel, travel, and meal costs. So remember to kind of keep that in mind for your budget. And then for how to pay these fees, we have three options. So you can pay your registration fee via check, credit card, or by a direct transfer from your congregation's LCEF account. So if you choose the LCEF account, make sure to email us a printed and signed LCEF account form along with your registration materials. And if you choose a check, checks must be drawn on the congregation or youth group bank account. So we don't accept personal checks or cash. And if you do send us that, they will be returned. So please send one check per congregation, and a cashier's check or money order may be sent in lieu of a congregation or youth group check. And remember to make checks, money orders, or cashier checks payable to the LCMS youth gathering. And remember, your congregation ID must be included on the check memo line. And lastly, if you choose a credit card, congregations will be required to cover the processing fee that will be indicated at checkout. We're estimating it to be around 3%. And corporate or personal credit cards are accepted for this payment method. So just remember to provide a printed confirmation of payment on the Bravura page with your registration materials.
So one thing I believe that's changed then is we've not necessarily never had the price increase like on, say, on November 1st, that first date before. Mm-hmm. But the cost is the same as 2022. So get the same registration rate as 3 years ago. So we didn't increase the cost there. But that one thing, again, if you're new or if you have historically been a primary adult leader, that is one substantial change, that the price will change on November 2nd after that postmark date. And then after that, we still have our standard kind of price change in March. Okay.
Mark, right. Why do we do that?
Well, it's kind of an inflation buster.
Right,
I think
yeah,
of everything,
for sure.
Price has gone up everywhere. And so we wanted to keep the gathering rate the same for those that get their things in early. Certainly getting your things in early help us with Becky, with housing, and with a lot of other things that take place as well. So that helps us in our planning, hopefully helps you in your planning too. So we just wanted to add that incentive to get those things in early so we can start planning servant events and all those kind of things that take place. But like Becky said, certainly plenty of time to continue to register people after that November 1st deadline. But we wanted to give that as least a way to give thanks to you for getting things in early if you're able to do that.
Absolutely. Okay, so I get all my registration in, I've paid all my money. What do I need to know about housing at the gathering, Becky?
So at the gathering, everyone will be in official gathering hotels. So your groups will be in the hotels we assigned. If you are bringing someone along that's not registered to go to the gathering, those people are not allowed to stay in your hotel block. So we will not provide housing for them, just those registered who will be attending the gathering. The costs that are not included in registration are, of course, your food costs and your housing costs. So you need to budget to have those extra money for all of that. And that has been talked about in some of the Thursday evening Zooms. So,
is there a suggested amount that we think we should budget for that hotel?
So actually last night on the Zoom meeting, someone said they budgeted $50 per day per student, and that really worked well.
For food.
Yeah. For housing. Yes.
Yeah.
So for housing, so we're saying, why don't you go ahead and budget like $180 for a room per night? And then I think it's 17% tax. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in Louisiana, churches are not tax exempt. So you will be paying the tax on that. And then when you go in and tell us how many rooms you would like, you're going to have to pick some kings and some doubles because there are no hotels that have all double rooms. Mm-hmm. So everybody's going to get some kings. And just keep in mind that like a king room will house two people and a double room will house four people. If you want to go a little bit less on those numbers and just give an adult leader their own king room, you know, that's up to you.
Not always a bad idea.
Yeah, if you want to be nice like that.
Be prepared for some adult leaders to be asking you that question if you're the primary adult leader.
Right. So anyway, yeah. So then when you're thinking about putting people in rooms and stuff, the policy for housing minors and adults, you need to find out what your church's policy is on that, and you go with whatever they say. All our hotels are walkable to all our programs, so you really truly can walk to the Superdome, you can walk to the convention center from wherever you are. So plan on bringing some nice walking shoes, maybe tell the kids that. Rollaway beds, that's another thing we'll talk about here. Do not request a rollaway bed from your hotel. Hotels do not have a lot of rollaway beds and they are not allowed. So don't request, you're not getting rollaway beds. The hotels have been instructed to not give out rollaway beds. And then I think I've covered everything, but lastly, you're going to have at least two. At the bigger hotels, you'll have more than two, but you're going to have some great hotel ambassadors. These are people that you can count on. You'll meet them your first day there. They will be able to have all the information, any updates that you need, whatever it is you need, you'll know who your hotel ambassadors are, and they will be your contact for anything with the hotel.
Yeah. We have some great volunteers.
Yeah, and it's already in that process. Mm-hmm. Excited to see that come together. And again, we always have great people. It's really a kind of a unique part of the LCMS Youth Gathering. The hotels love about our event that we've got these great volunteers, right, staying at the hotel,
be
a liaison with adult leaders, as well as just if there's any questions that arise, that they can be another layer. Mm-hmm. So another thing that certainly comes in registration is special needs. Juliana, you work with the special needs team. It was great to have them at National to begin engaging that conversation and get requests. We've been doing some focus groups with some congregations too, just to hear how we can better serve them around special needs requests. So maybe if I got a youth or adult who might have special needs or need accommodations for the gathering programming, what should I do? What's that going to look like?
Yeah, so there's a great worksheet that's out now with our registration form that we will have you maybe sit down with you as the primary adult leader, a parent, and that participant, or just that participant if they're an adult leader, and walk through the different kinds of things you want to help us, let us know, so that we can think about how we might make accommodations for your group. So common things might be, hey, we have a physical situation where there's a disability that means that we can't walk all the way from our convention center to the dome and back, and we can help provide transportation for that for your group. It might be somebody who's deaf or hard of hearing who requires an interpreter. It might be somebody who has sensory issues who may need access to different levels of our sensory rooms. Lots of different ways that we can help support everybody to come to have an amazing, healthy experience at the gathering. Once you fill out that worksheet, then you can transfer that information into Brevera just with all the rest of your registration information. Super easy that way. Once that information comes to our office, it goes to our special needs team. That team will reach out to that primary adult leader and set up a time to talk. That conversation on the phone can include parents or the participants or the adult leader as well, just so that we have all the information we need. And then we'll work with that person to figure out what accommodations specifically are most helpful for your group to make sure that they have a great experience at the gathering. And then you'll coordinate with that team on the ground throughout the experience to be able to access those accommodations. So we always say, like, hey, if you think you might utilize it or you think you might need it, great. Reach out. Well, worst case is something that we know about, but maybe we don't even necessarily need to make an accommodation for. But that team can really help give you access to all those different places.
Yeah, they'll just enhance our ability to communicate too about if it's not necessarily something we're providing, where you can find those resources in New Orleans too, which is always beneficial, certainly for your prep. So just going starting to think ahead, Juliana, a little bit too. You're working with the adult leader team on some other components of how do we support adult leaders. Like, just so maybe this might be especially important for those maybe that are new to this process. What are ways that adult leaders will be able to get information on site if it's needed?
Right. So you guys hopefully all know at this point that, like, leading up to the gathering, you're going to be able to listen to this podcast and you're going to listen to the gathering updates and go to the Facebook page and you were in the office. But before the gathering, we leave the office because we have to go to New Orleans. And so ways that you can get information on site, certainly when you come to registration, not only are you going to get to meet Becky and Emily and see their bright, shiny faces, but also get to go to orientation where our adult leader team will put together some information that will help get you orientated, as it would suggest, to the city and last minute information you need. We will have info booths available all across in the floor and in both facilities so that you'll be able to access those. If you haven't been to an event before, certainly we have amazing volunteers, our ambassadors who are going to be in yellow. We have our YAVs who are going to be in orange. We have our on-site volunteers in blue. So you can find any of those people. They're going to be easy to find and you can ask them questions. They can get you information. And then Becky mentioned earlier these hotel ambassadors, they're going to host a morning meeting every morning. It's going to be short, it's going to be quick, but it's going to give you kind of up-to-date last-minute information that might be helpful for you throughout your day. Things like, hey, we think it's going to rain this afternoon, or hey, there's a program element happening tonight in mass events that we want you to be aware of, that kind of a thing. So plenty of ways for you to reach out and get information, or the helpline, right? You're going to get a bracelet, you're going to have to wear it, it's going to have a phone number on it. That helpline is there to help you to get information and access to information if you have questions.
All right, so wrap up. Emily, if a primary adult leader, or if there's other things that maybe adult leaders can engage with that maybe aren't the primary adult leader, what are ways that they can get information from our office, or who should they be contacting, or how should they be contacting us?
So if our primary adult leaders have any questions, they can call our office. Our number is 314-996-1155. And you can also email our office at nygregistration@lcms.org. You can also ask a question on our Facebook group. Either someone on our communications group will answer you, or sometimes even other adult leaders are helpful and they know the answer, so they'll answer your question. You can also join us for gathering updates on the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on Zoom.
Awesome. And so one thing I'd add to that, too, is if anyone can also register to get the Gathering Update emails that come out on a regular basis, and that's on the Gathering website as well, as another great way. A lot of things that are going to overlap there, but yet nonetheless, it kind of gives you an easy, hopefully every other week maybe or so, you'll be getting one from our office that'll just kind of keep in refreshing of the things that are updated anew as things come out. Well, thank you, Emily. Thank you, Becky, for
thank
your
you.
Time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. We're looking forward to the interaction that'll be taking place here in the coming months, getting prepped for July 2025. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to make your registration process as smooth as possible, and we want you to be able to bring as many youth as possible. And our team is here to support you in that process. I just said the word process a bunch of times in a row. But really, we know that it's more than 5 days, right? It is. It is, in fact. It's a big endeavor. I know personally how hard it is to bring a group to the gathering. It's a lot of time and energy, but we believe that it's worth it, and we hope that you do too.
We know in your congregations are going to be so much more a time that's going to be invested in being in God's word and growing in your relationships with one another and our love for the Lord and love for our home congregations as well as our church body. But we know too, like Juliana said, when we can make registration, we hope as easy and seamless as possible. That just frees you up to have more time and energy to do those important things with your young people. So thank you again, Emily and Becky, for all your investment in our young people as well as also their adult leaders that are coming to the gathering. We hope that'll be a blessed experience for us all.
So a couple of closing questions for you to consider. First, have you visited the Gathering website and looked at the resources there?
Have you scheduled an introductory meeting for parents and youth at your congregation to discuss registration and your planning process?
And have you been praying for your potential youth and adults that you might bring with you to the gathering? We will continue to keep you in our prayers as you prepare your group, your congregation, your adult leaders and parents to come to the 2025 LCMS Youth Gathering to study God's word and to talk about Endure.
Engold's podcast is a production of LCMS Youth Ministry and KFUO Radio. To find out more about LCMS Youth Ministry or to find links to resources mentioned, go to kfuo.org/youthministry. Thank you for listening and caring for the young people of our church.